Welcome to the shower, and I have absolutely no idea what I'm going to talk about, really, but I'm going to record it because I found that I do some of my most surprising thinking in the shower, and at the moment the shower is chilly, and I'm not getting into it yet, so you'll hear me in a second get into the water. Getting warmer, getting warmer. Oh yeah. Okay. Okay. I think often that ambient sound is can even be more interesting than the human voice at times. You know, it just depends on what you're listening for, I guess. Sometimes you can listen to an audio book the first time and you listen to it for its content, specific information perhaps. Or other times you listen to the audio boom to pick up on the frame of mind of the person who's made the audio boom. Specific content doesn't matter at all. You're interested in whether they're sounding awake, alive, alert, energetic, or bloody well fed up, you know, that kind of stuff. So you're interested in the emotional content of the audiobook as opposed to the intellectual content of the audiobook. And then sometimes you're interested in the ambient sound of, you know, like soap being applied. Yeah, the ambient sound. You know, the wallpaper. You know, sometimes we come into a room and we don't even notice the wallpaper. Other times we come into a room and the only thing we notice is the wallpaper. You know, we are discerning creatures, capable of putting on one lens and changing the lens. But it's also a bit like golf, you know, we land in the particular position on a golf course. You have an array of clubs in front of you to use. So you have choice. You can choose to bump and run the ball onto the green. You can choose to do a high lob onto the green. You know, and you can get the same result with either. Oh yes. Oh yes, if you can't be a Phil Nicholson, you can be a Seve Ballesteros or a Christy O'Connor. I wonder what you think of golf. But yeah, so that's it. It's about lens and about... So today I'm going to apply myself to working with Roger Overall. Yep, the famous Roger Overall, the man who goes around interviewing people, interviewing amazing documentary photographers. He'd done a few examples of that, shared them, work of the highest standard in this audiobook. And if you don't get Roger Overall's audiobooks, you have a treat in store when you do get to them. This is the shaving operation next. But I'm going to work with Roger. So I'm applying myself to thinking, well, how is Roger today? What's going on? Is he going to be distracted? Is he going to have a load of things on his mind? You know, is he going to be really concentrating on platform? That's what we're going to talk about, really. But you know, when you're going to work with somebody, you can sort of ignore, if you like, in the run-up to it, you can ignore what's likely to be going on to them and say, right, we're going to do task. We got task here. But a long time ago, I learned that people, a model that is about task, you know, people are task-oriented. There are other people who are team-oriented. And there are other people who are personal-oriented. I always think that people are personal. Whatever all these models say, people are always personal. Whether they like it or not, they're personal. So no matter what they're saying and saying, you know, even if they're thinking, I'm only going to reveal, you know, my thoughts, they're always revealing their feelings. In a disguised form, your difficulty is in one to interpret it. And similarly, people say, I'm going to say something. Well, there's always things they're not saying. So there's always a lot more going on than we ever think. So working together with Roger Overall today is a complicated business. It would be with anybody. And then we're going to work together. And that's one whole issue to do with, you know, how is it possible for two people, each of whom have spinning plates and balls in the air, to attend to each other? Because when you work with somebody, you basically attend to each other. You mightn't think about it that way. You mightn't, yeah, but I believe you do. You can attend to each other in different degrees of, with different degrees of deliberation, different degrees of intention. But if you're going to lead a deliberate life, I'm now borrowing, I think, from A.J. Leon, using the phrase deliberate life, and I think Jane Boyd uses the phrase intentional life. And I can't remember what Chris Brogan uses, but, you know, people who I admire immensely have their own phrases anyway for things, as does everybody have their own phrases for things. But yeah, so there's that, and Roger Overall and I are then going to focus on the ideas which have come to us from a third party. And there's a third party in the conversation. So that third party is going to be a real live creature, if you like, or real life character, presence, I think is the better word, a real life presence in the room. I think I'm going to try and kind of blue shirt today. Yep, and that's the person won't be physically present. Chris Brogan will be goodness knows where, over in Boston or somewhere like that. But his writings, his persona, and memories of Chris and how he communicates, and you know, that come via, let's say, YouTube or Audioboo, will be there in the room. So that's it, folks. I think that's more than enough now. I've got to get downstairs and move on with the day. But that's it. Began in the shower, ended with the shirt. Bye.